My name is Tino Lopez. I'm Field Market Development and Research Field Rep for Valent USA in California.
And we were just kind of talking about the issue of fleabane being pretty tough this time of year. It can be especially important before the rains come down to really take a proactive approach to fighting fleabane.
Yes, fleabane and mare's tail are two of the toughest weeds that farmers have to contend with in today's agricultural production. The university has uncovered that there are two biotypes of this weed, one that germinates in the fall and the other one that requires a little bit more seed conditioning, but it remains in the seed form until the spring and it germinates then. The impact of both of these biotypes can be devastating if growers don't get on top of it.
And so right now, before the rains kind of start to come in, would be a really important time to get a good pre-emergent down to make sure that those don't take hold over winter.
That's correct. The fall germinating biotype of fleabane and mare's tail will germinate as soon as we get a significant rain event this fall, and they will begin to grow, especially their root. They develop a very deep tap root system. And even though over the winter months, because of the cooler weather, you don't see a lot of top growth, they are establishing a strong root, which makes them very difficult to control in later applications.
And you had kind of suggested something like a two-prong approach of early fall and kind of late winter, correct?
Our recommendation with Chateau, which is our pre-emergent herbicide, is to make a split application, one about this time of year in anticipation of the first major rainfall event. Try to get those that will germinate from popping through. And then coming back in late winter, whether it be January, late January, early February, and hitting it again to have enough herbicide power in there to catch that second biotype that will be germinating in the spring.
And if you don't really kind of act proactively on this, growers could be trying to work from behind come springtime, correct?
Yes, and what happens is as this weed has developed this strong tap root, when we try to control it in the spring, say with burn-down herbicides, we basically kill the top of it, what we see on top, but then just below the soil surface are quite a few latent buds that will just, as soon as you get the top kill, will sprout and will take off with a vengeance. It grows fairly fast once we get the warm weather. It's a very prolific, they're both very prolific seed producers, and you now have a seed bed that you've created that you're going to have to contend with for years to come.